I know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
Still in Florida?
You know this.
Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning. On the 10 o'clock plane back to New York, Tom. We were not supposed to be from South Beach last night, Tom. But the original restaurant said they didn't want us to broadcast from there. They didn't change their mind. But we were like, sorry, we moved on. So it was pretty interesting broadcasting election results from South Beach. So I loved it. Worked for me. So I say we do it again. So
yeah, what's not to hate in South Beach?
Well, you know, Saturday's election is in Nevada, so I'm trying to figure out what casino I want to go to on Saturday. All right. While we were looking at election returns last night after Mitt Romney dusted Newt Gingrich, it was a pretty short night. The news dropped that the Susan G. Komen Foundation, they have chosen to defund Planned Parenthood. Based upon new regulations that say if in group is under investigation by Congress, then they can't be funded. Conservatives have been pushing for this for quite some time. And, man, the women were upset on social media. So right now I want to turn to my homegirl, Melody Campbell. She is the convener of the Black Women's Roundtable, also CEO of the National Black Coalition for Civic Participation. Melody, this is stunning. Women are not happy with this move.
No, I mean, on a personal level, when I was at the Atlanta University Center at Clark, Atlanta University in the 80s, Planned Parenthood is where we went for our medical treatment. I had breast surgery when I was 19 years old. And so the notion, first of all, Planned Parenthood, with Susan B. Komen, you know, we love both of these organizations because they do good things for women around issues of health and wellness. And so to allow a political maneuver to have them to make it difficult for women and for Black women who make up 15% of Planned Parenthood's patients, and mostly it's going to be young women who may not have health care, whether in college or not in college. It's not a good thing from a preventive measure when African-American women die more rapidly.
Let's break this down, Melody.
Around breast cancer.
People hear Planned Parenthood, they automatically assume, oh, abortion. But Planned Parenthood offers a multitude of services for women. They were getting about $600,000 annually from the Komen Foundation to provide screening for breast cancer.
Exactly. They do about 750,000 breast exams every year, 770,000 pap tests every year. They test and treat for sexually transmitted diseases, infections like HIV and AIDS. They only do 3% of their health services is about abortion services. 3%.
Well, plan.
I mean, 97% is about something else.
So will they have to shut down? Cut
it's
back?
Not that they'll shut down, but the when you start having major funding drop, others tend to get afraid and drop and start dropping you. So it can happen.
Yeah, it has a
domino. We don't need to allow for that to happen. The first thing that needs to happen is we need to go to PlannedParenthood.org and give $10. Do something to make sure that you can counter that kind of a potential problem of them being defunded by a lot of organizations.
Are we also going to see, do you believe we'll see a shift in the funding? Because I was on Twitter, I was on Facebook, and I saw lots of women saying, look, I'm sending my money to other breast cancer organizations. I'm not doing the walk. And also, what kind of blowback do you see against the Komen Foundation?
I think people should call them, write them, tweet them, Facebook them, do whatever we need to do to send a message to them that don't allow this organization, who's is a very strong organization doing great work, to be politicized. My understanding and my research, you know, overnight, just get a little deeper on the political side of it, where you have a vice president who ran for governor in my home state. Excuse me, Rose, I'm not from Texas, I'm from Florida. But my home state actually tried to defund Planned Parenthood in Florida.
Right. She actually
so
she was running
for
office.
She's not the vice president. And one of the things she said she was going to do was make sure that Planned Parenthood didn't get funded.
She's
so
the VP for public policy. She was endorsed by Sarah Palin and, yes, ran on a platform of defunding Planned Parenthood. And now she's in the position with the Komen Foundation making that a reality. Again, I don't think we heard the last of this. And, again, Tom, I mean, the feedback has been just crazy on social media for the past 24 hours.
It is a a life or death situation when you start having where people have to pull back on the kind of services about things like what Planned Parenthood did. And so we need to go to PlannedParenthood.org and make a contribution. That's the first thing we can do today. And then call Susan B. Combs.
Melanie Campbell, CEO of the National Coalition on Black Civic Participation. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.